78 degrees and sunny in Nashville. That feels like temperature, though. 95 degrees, and we expect that to get up above 110 today as we remain under a heat advisory through Sunday here in Middle Tennessee. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 7:04. The state of Tennessee executed Anthony Darrell Hines yesterday morning, following his legal team raising concerns about how his health conditions could create problems during the lethal injection. He'd suffered a series of strokes, which left him paralyzed on his left side. That paralysis also led to his left arm and hand becoming spastic and clenched, meaning it could have been painful to place the IV. WPLN's Catherine Sweeney was a media witness. She said under the lethal injection protocol, a curtain obscures the IV team until the lines are placed, and there was a different obstacle later in the execution.
Because of the way he was positioned in the death chamber, he was lying perpendicular to our eye line, so we could only see his right side. We couldn't see his left side at all. We had no visibility of his arm.
Hines was convicted of murder in the 1985 killing of Catherine Jean Jenkins. This was the first execution since the failed attempt to put Tony Carruthers to death in May. That was aborted after the team failed to place traditional IVs or a central line. Krista Pike is scheduled to be put to death in September. She also has an array of health issues that could complicate the injection process. Some Republican state lawmakers are considering a special legislative session to address rising property taxes amid concern from lower Broadway business owners. Axios reports that House Speaker Cameron Sexton and State Senator Jack Johnson have spoken with Governor Billy about the possibility of addressing the issue. Downtown honky-tonk owners have sounded the alarm about skyrocketing property tax bills after last year's appraisal saw some values increase by as much as 400%. At the same time, the mayor approved a tax rate that represented an average 26% tax increase for property owners. A 2023 study has shown that Nashville has one of the lower effective property tax rates among cities of a similar size nationwide. It is unclear what regulations the State House would pursue in a legislative session. Lawmakers did consider various property tax caps this past session, but none were approved. State law gives property tax decision-making power to local governments, so legislation addressing a Nashville-specific problem could be difficult to develop. A drug-resistant fungus has infected more than 250 Tennesseans so far this year, according to state data. That's a higher rate of Candida auris in the past few years. Michigan and Texas have higher case counts. It's a yeast that spreads through skin infections and surfaces. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say once the fungus enters the body, it can infect several bodily systems, including the bloodstream. There's not a universal list of symptoms, but it can cause some like chills, fever, and extreme fatigue. The agency says people who've been hospitalized face a greater risk of contracting it, especially if they're using feeding tubes, breathing tubes, or catheters in the heart and urinary tract. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.